Morris, XFM.
So that is track one on the new Fennec Solar album, Rituals. I know this only because I've got Ben and Andrew from the band in here, and I'm just saying This is a weird one for me, because normally with these album playbacks, it's something, it's a really hot album that I haven't even heard, and we're just going through it, and it's going to come out next week. I've had this in my car for the last three months, something like that, and I've been listening to it on repeat. This is literally the album that I've heard more than any other record this year.
Oh, good.
So I've been cuddling it. I know it. I love it. I absolutely love this record, and Ben, you know I feel really strongly about, you know, your band and about this record. So this is going to be the only thing I don't know about this record is what the songs are called, because it's been in my car the entire time. So it'll be a revelation.
You've not got a problem with the eject button on your CD player, have you?
it's a really old-fashioned... I've got a 10-year-old old Beamer, and it's got one of those 6 CD changers in the back, in the boot. So a CD that I love will go in there, disappear for months on end. But, you know, you've outshone all the other ones that are in there. It's been in there for so long. So that is, you just told me, that's Youth. First song on there. So I love this track. I really, really love this track. And it really is a sort of statement of intent on this record, isn't it? This is the new you. It's huge. It's epic. Great drums, Andrew, on this.
Thank you very much.
And and it's just like you've... I'm going to get slightly gushy. I'm sorry, and I apologise to anyone listening, but I feel very strongly about Fennec Solar. I always have done. You know, you mesmerised me when I first heard you when you were at demo stage, and when I first saw you, one of your first gigs at Remix Night in SE1.
Yeah, you gave us our first gig in London. There you go.
And then I saw you the other day in Portsmouth in some little festival, and I was just like... I was flabbergasted at how you've changed and how you've developed. You've gone from this charming electro pop band, I guess, and you've developed into this epic, like massive power pop, if I could use that, sort of stadium band. I mean, you're making music for stadiums. You're just not playing them in stadiums yet. But we'll get on to this. So I'll stop gushing. Just tell me about Youth. Tell me about this track and how it came to fruition.
It's actually... It might even be the last track we recorded for the album, I think. It's definitely last or second last. It was very close to the deadline that we actually did that one. But it seemed to be very, very quickly written and recorded, to be honest. And I think it because it's got that fairly long, gentle introduction, it felt like the right one to stick at the beginning.
Yeah, definitely sounds like it was written as a first track on the album.
Yeah, completely. And we had that kind of like that's opening kind of synth arpeggio thing that's going on, and that kind of existed for a few days, and we were trying different ideas with it, and it just kind of clicked. And lyrically, it was a lot of kind of different sketches and stuff that I wanted to get into a song that were kind of offcuts from other songs. And like Andrew says, it was the last thing that we kind of finished, and it just all fitted together. And the ending is one of, you know, it's actually one of my favorite kind of parts to the album, really, where it kind of builds up. So yeah, we were really pleased with how that song ended up.
And that's odd, isn't it, how the way the cookie crumbles, and that was the last track, and it's become the first track.
Yeah.
So so where are we going to go next? What's the next track?
All I Know is next, I believe.
Ah yes. This is one of your first singles, wasn't it, off the record?
Yeah, it was one that we'd actually through making this album, we kind of went off and found these little kind of remote cottages, and it was one of the first ones to come from those kind of sessions, really. And we'd got to a point in recording where we just wanted to put something out there, and we just needed to do that more as a kind of therapeutic thing. And so we just put that track out there, and it kind of spurred us on to kind of get the last bits of the record done. I think live for all of us, it's become the kind of the favourite one in the live set, really.
I've seen it go down very well.
Yeah.
It seems a bit like a link between your last record and this record, this one. Like there are so many tracks on this album that are more you now, and this sounds a little bit more like you then.
That's probably fair. Yeah, it's probably got it's got a bit of everything in there as well. It's got a dancey side, but it's got a little bit of the live stuff, and it's got a pop chorus. So yeah, it probably is a bit of a link between the two albums. Yeah.
Well, let's remind ourselves.
It started out good, like a fairy tale. No one got hurt, cause truth came first. Beautiful, like unconditional. She stood right by, but I drifted away. I should have stayed, but I lost faith. I knew you'd break, you'll give up time. So be stout, there's a black cloud, looming over.
Track two on Rituals by Fennec Sola and I've Ben and Andrew from the band on the show. It's great to have you in here in front of me. So All I Know. Now, so you said, Ben, that the first track was lyrically like snippets of offcuts of other songs, but this one to me is interesting lyrically because it sets the tone really for this whole record. And one of the reasons that I love this record, and I'm coming out on record here and I don't care what people think about this, but one of my desert island band is Steely Dan, and I love the most, I mean, I love the production and everything, like all those obvious things, but what I really love about them is that it's a wolf in sheep's clothing, it's Marshmallow in a like a boxing glove. Do you know what I mean? It's like you've got this very sugary exterior, but then if you go into it, there's a lot of angst and bitterness and you know, lyrically it's very dark and musically it's very light, and I love the juxtaposition of that. And you've got that going on here, definitely, because you've got this incredible uplifting, it's the most uplifting record I've heard since Empire of the Sun's first record, I think. I'm scratching my head trying to think of a record that uplifts me more than that. Andrew's nodding. That's good. I'll say that well. You've got this incredible uplift musically and production-wise, but then you've got, lyrically, and I hope you don't mind talking about this, Ben, because this has come from you, there's a lot of sort of fractured relationships and which is very Steely Dan. Yeah. And the whole, you know, heartache and that, you know, that whole thing. So are you all right, man? Are you okay?
You've got issues. Yeah. Yeah. I remember the afternoon, that like we'd, the All I Know started actually as a very kind of stripped back piano thing, and I remember writing that melody and those lyrics to actually a piano version that actually was quite sad and kind of, you know, a minimal kind of soundscape. And I remember when we kind of switched it and put this kind of big sounding track behind it, I remember trying to think, I couldn't really work out if that was okay to do that. I was trying to imagine people in a live environment kind of getting into that track and singing something that's kind of effectively quite sad.
Yeah.
But then it kind of worked and it was okay. But certainly this song definitely started out in a different way.
That is a blueprint, really, for almost the entire record. It's happy, but when you delve into it, it is really sad. You know,
it was kind of a mix. Like in to a certain extent, with some of the songs, I like the idea of place and wanting to kind of be somewhere else. And I don't know. I think probably the kind of maniacal nature of like writing songs anyway was kind of, you know, I think for all four of us pushed us quite, you know, quite heavily. I think, you know, we spent a long time making the album, and so I don't know if that kind of came out in the lyrics, but yeah, I don't know.
Well, let's delve further. This is one of my standout tracks for the record. I love this track, In Our Blood. I'm gonna play it now and then we'll talk a little bit about it. Nice one from the dulcimer in here. track. It's just got everything in this. It's got the steel drums and it's got a dulcimer and it's got massive drums, Andrew, on this track.
Thank you very much.
And going back lyrically, Ben, so this is an interesting track. So, I mean, what's in our blood? Why do we want to go back home?
the phrase in our blood was something I wrote down very early on. Where one of the first things we did when we started to make the record is I just kind of went off on my own. I actually went to Venice, which was very nice. But I needed to, we'd been touring so heavily on the first album.
Yeah.
And I needed to kind of go and just spend a bit of time in my own head, on my own. When you spend, obviously, close proximity to loads of people every day on tour, I just needed that space to kind of put down a lot of the ideas that I'd had on tour. And this was just a phrase that was one of the first things I wrote down. So I knew I kind of wanted it to be a song title. And I guess the In Our Blood reference was just, you know, it's inside all of us to do something that you want to do. Yeah. And so, you know, quite simply, there was nothing really too clever about it. It was just I liked the title, and yeah, and it seemed to fit the essence of the music, really.
And have I discovered something here? We're going to have a breakthrough. Is this album the way that it is because you were in the most romantic city in the world on your own, watching all these lovers around you?
Yeah. Oh, God. No. I don't know. It was good 2 weeks. I enjoyed it.
Excellent. All right. Well, let's delve deeper into Rituals by Fenix Solar after this.
The Remix with Eddie Temple Morris. XFM.
Is the latest single by Fenech Solar, and this is the gorgeous album version with that just delicious intro to it. Great, just great keyboard hook to that. And this is it's bringing a smile to my face because now I said it was all doom and gloom lyrically earlier on, but then you know I hear this and I stand corrected because this is just totally. Or is there a sting in this tale?
There's no more though. You just get that one.
Because it's back to being bleak. So, but this is so utterly uplifting. This is like the perfect. This is like my holiday song. This is like it's the perfect song for sunshine holiday. And I was in two or three really beautiful places this summer with the most beautiful girl I've ever seen in my life. And this was the song that was. That this was my song for, you know, I kept playing this to her. Just going, oh, this is just love this.
Cool.
And it's just, it's perfect for that, isn't it? It's just absolutely, there's nothing bleak about this at all. What happened? Where did this come from?
I don't know. Where did it come from? The bass line happened really, really early, like in the first kind of week of working on the album. And then it kind of just stayed there for about 4 months. And I think this song was kind of paired with All I Know. We went in and kind of did those two songs together in this kind of few days that we were in this cottage in Norfolk. And it was actually summer, I think about it. And then the outro was all Andrew made that whole thing. And I remember getting it back and listening to it for the first time, being blown away. So that was very much like a, I don't know, what did you do that on, CS80?
There's a bit of that on there, yeah. It's just kind of one of those things that we don't really do very often, to be honest. It's quite often all about all the layers, the big drums and the vocals and stuff, and it's quite nice to just delete a few things and turn it into just about one or two sounds.
Yeah. And speaking of drums, that it kind of harks back to those big 80s singles and John Hughes films and Aha and stuff like that. That's what that drum pattern reminds me of.
Yeah, that's a positive. I'll put that down as a tick.
Oh yeah,
in that case.
Yeah, absolutely. Aha, one of the best pop bands ever. Like, so yeah, you've got to smile for that with that comparison. And then I noticed the video, of course, is like, it's really sunny. It's like, I don't know, it's it looks like it's on a Caribbean island.
Yeah,
we
didn't get to go, unfortunately. That was taken care of by the director.
I noticed that you weren't in the video, and I was thinking, either this is a record company being tight, or you just being the hardest working band in showbiz and being on tour the entire time.
I think if we popped up in a Jamaican surf video, four guys from kind of a farming village.
Yeah, we'd have stood out, wouldn't we? Yeah.
I don't know, like a tractor rolling along the beach. I'm jesting. So this was, like I said, this is completely uplifting. So this is you in a very positive frame of mind. But it didn't. But it didn't last long.
No, probably not. No. I mean that bass line and the way it quite quickly, when we started working on it, it became quite a big sounding track. And so obviously lyrically, I just wanted to kind of match that. We love that song. We love playing it live.
It's your set starter, isn't it?
It is.
It certainly was when I saw you.
Yeah. We'll probably stick with that for a while, actually. Yeah, see if we're working okay,
it's
yeah.
It's a good beginning to a live set.
Not to give anything away to the people that are going to come and see us. We might play something else. Just have to come and find out.
That's a great set starter. Where are we going to go next? Somebody, you said.
Yeah, Somebody, which is probably going back to the kind of sound of the first track with Youth. It's a bit more of an electronic thing. This one.
You worked with Youth on this?
No, the title of that first track.
Sorry, yeah, of course.
Yeah, he wasn't available. this is that sort of style, really. There's a few of those moments that pop up every now and again on the album, and that one's a bit more in that, you know, less of the sort of massive big drum sound and a bit more kind of bit more sensitive on the beat side.
track 6 on Rituals by Fenix Solar, and we have 50% of Fenix Solar right here taking us through and talking about it. So I mentioned at the top the most obvious perception for me about this album, which is that you have turned into this epic stadium band. So production-wise, what's changed? Like, who's producing your records? Is there a third-party producer that is helping you sound like this, or is this something that's happened?
I think we've just kind of found our feet a little bit more, really. We've had for the first time on this record, we have worked with other people, but on the whole, it's us plus a bit of other stuff from a few other people, rather than us turning up and having to get someone to make us sound better. Sort of do the majority of it, and then we've had a bit of extra help along the way.
Just a little sprinkling here.
Yeah, I think that's the person that we work with the most is probably Linus, who's Style of Eye. And none of us have actually met him.
Do everything remotely. That's so weird, isn't it?
Yeah, we just send him stuff, and then I think he's worked on 4 or 5 tracks. Just additional production, basically. So we send him what we've done, and then he sends us a load of stuff back, and we keep the bits that we like. It sort of makes it easier in a way that we don't have that much of a personal relationship with him, because it's easier to take stuff out if we don't like what he's done. But on the whole, it's been good. So
fair enough.
So it's worked very well.
Well, let's hear more. What's the next track? We've got Fading is the next track. Let's play a break, and we'll play it, and then we'll talk about it.
The Remix with Eddie Temple Morris, XFM. Watch the lights unfold.
Another big one, big sounding track, huge chorus off Rituals, the new album by Fennec Solar. These songs must be really working at festivals, and I know that you've been working so hard this year, just gigging furiously in the sunshine.
Yeah, it has been surprisingly sunny this summer. I think we've only had one, maybe two festivals where it's actually been bad weather.
You had the day before Portsmouth, I remember.
Yeah, Leeds was a bad one.
Yeah.
But other than that, I can't actually think of a festival where it's rained for us this year.
You must have got a lot of hands in the air.
Yeah, that's the aim, I think. That's got to be the aim at festivals.
Looking back on it, this new record must be fantastic to play in a festival scenario when the sun's beating down.
Yeah, it is really good fun. I think we've always, as a band, regarded kind of live sound and how you come across in a live environment. It's always been so important to us. We kind of started again slightly. I think with making this album, with how we've made every song as a band, we kind of finish it and then we kind of turn around and ask ourselves, how the hell are we going to play this live? And which is quite a nice thing, you know. It's you kind of sit there and kind of plan it live. So they very much start, like, you know, in our studio as small ideas, and then we build them up and then we try and work out how the hell we're going to work them live, really. But, they're good fun. Really good fun.
So where are we going next?
Magnetic, I believe, is the next track.
Yes. Now, this is a big single, isn't it?
Yeah. I think it was meant to be.
Not as big as it should. Don't get me going, but this is the thing that, you know, it absolutely crucifies me that you're not absolutely huge now.
I think we're happy to just go on that journey and get there eventually now. I think we're not in that position where we're sort of required to suddenly blow up. I think we're all right with, you know, word of mouth, and it eventually we'll get there, I think, rather than it being some sort of mad rush to have a smash. I don't think we're too worried about that.
Yeah,
anymore.
And to have fun with it, you know, like, we're always having fun with it. And I think the moment it stops becoming fun and you stop enjoying what you're doing, then you stop. But
yeah,
we get to tour, we get to play, we get to make, you know, a living out of it. And, we enjoy it.
Yeah, I mean, let's just go into this a little bit further, because it is one of these things that it is a bee in my, well, you know, you're a real bee in my bonnet. And we've kind of had this conversation the last time that we saw each other, Ben.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's obviously it's incredibly frustrating for you, and it's so frustrating for me as well. I sometimes just feel, I don't know, it's like when I first heard Snow Patrol, and I was just like banging my head against a brick wall going, why aren't this band massive? And I was literally the only person just going, this band is massive. They just can't see it. Yeah. And then they did see it, like, eventually. I feel in that sort of isolated position with you.
I think it's sort of, I'm sort of at peace with it, if that's a good way of describing it. Because you do see a lot of people that go big too early as well. You know, you see the sort of,
yeah,
people who have
ruined
big first albums, yeah, and then, you know, they get sort of discarded on the second one. And I would hate to be that, I think, more than
that's very healthy. That's a very zen attitude that you've got.
Yeah, well, it's taken some time to create that attitude.
I can see that, I can hear that in your voice and in your face. But the thing is, looking at it positively, that's a very good point, that you could do an elbow rather than do, I don't know, an Audio Bullies. We made a fantastic first album, and then just suddenly they had way too much pressure, and then the second album was really lackluster, and they disappeared off the face of the earth after that, which is just gutting.
Yeah.
But just analysing, trying to analyse it must be frustrating. I mean, I've tried to find a reason, and somebody, I can't even remember who it was, said it's their name. But nobody can. It's just such an odd name that people just don't.
Do you think it
could be just something as simple as the fact that you've got a really bizarre name?
It's definitely not been that. That isn't easy, you know. I'm sure we've all had conversations where someone the immediate response when you tell someone the band's name is, "What? or who?
Yeah, unless they're Maltese.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, which very few of them seem to be, what with it being such a small island. But yeah, it's just kind of there. We're stuck with it now, so we just got to make the best of it and to almost play up to it slightly, which we've tried to do a little bit.
Magnetic. I don't feel so bad that we ruined that by talking over the entire one, because that's a single that was played loads of times on this show. And if you're new to Fennec Solar, go and goddamn buy it. The next single now, Mayu. Now here's another one of my favourite. I've got so many tracks that I really really love on this record, and Mayu is I think melodically one of my absolute favourites. And was this like a teaser single or some? Was it a full single, or I have in my head that it was some kind of like a teaser or single or something?
Yeah, it was kind of something we put out when we did a short run of shows at the start of the year. And yeah, it kind of went up on Mixmag, and we kind of put it up on YouTube and stuff. And like I say, it just got to a point where we just wanted to put stuff out there. So yeah, this track has been out there a little bit.
by Fennec Solo. So this is another one following the blueprint that we were taught, that I was talking about earlier. It's an incredibly uplifting sounding track, especially melodically. It just, you can't do anything but sort of tingle spines and get hands in the air with a melody like that. But then you're dealing with absolute heartbreak when you sort of scratch the surface of that track. Again, I hope you're all right, man.
Yeah. No, that song, I remember we kind of wrote that actually just after we'd come back from DJing in Ibiza. So it had this, I kind of wanted, certainly from the music side of it, the dance element in that song was kind of a little bit influenced by that trip. But I was kind of reading a collection of kind of Japanese love stories, and I kind of liked the idea with this song and also another one that's coming up. That one, isn't it?
Yes, this one that's coming up.
Yeah, there was just certain instrumentation and names that I liked. It kind of set it in a different environment. And that was kind of a bit of a theme, I suppose, with some of these songs.
So this is Two Cities?
Yeah.
Okay. We're with Fennec Solo on the remix on XFM.
Don't give up, I won't give in. All I want is to make you believe. Can't you see this is where we belong in this life? That we need seconds pass, but my colors they fade, fall apart. All the things that we say, I reach out, cause I know that you're lost and you pretend like a lantern. It's all I've been trying to make you see.
that's such a lovely lyric, man, trying to make you see the good in me. And that resonates deep. So that's Two Cities by Fenech Solar. What's sort of going through your head and your heart now listening to this record? Because it's quite a rare thing for an artist to, especially this scenario of a radio studio, to actually listen to their record back to back. Because sometimes when, you know, you've finished, I was talking to Sub Focus about this, like, and you know, you've finished, and lots of people say the same thing, I finished my record, don't want to have anything to do with it, and I just don't want to listen to it. And then, you know, months or often years, sometimes years later, they'll come into the studio and listen to the record. And I've almost had tears come out of producers' eyes listening to their record, going, oh, God, it's like listening to it for the first time. It's my baby.
It's definitely good to have a break. I can say that. It definitely sounds more kind of, well, the things that we sort of attached to it at the time are gone. And I'm kind of listening to it as a bit of music rather than as a load of work that we had to do, which is good. It sounds better without that stuff, without the baggage, I think.
Yeah. Well, that said, we're getting to the end, so let's listen to the whole. Let's listen to, you know, the last couple of tracks together, and then get your take on it. Then we're with Fenech Solar on the remix.
The remix. XFM.
Ritual 2, penultimate track from Rituals, your latest album. So was this an intro, this track, or was this just a sort of a more ambient track that you had?
It's actually one of the other songs stretched out twice as long as it should have been. You might be able to work it out once you look back. We kind of needed something to use as a bit of background music for a couple of teasers that we were doing when we first came back with it, but then it took on a bit of a life of its own and turned into a song in itself.
Is that Mayu?
No, that's one guess. How many?
You've got
another nine guesses to go.
Well, I'll definitely get it then.
It's actually part of All I Know. It's actually All I Know, but like slowed right down. And I remember we were in the studio, and I remember you started playing it at that speed, and it just had this whole new kind of quite cinematic, heartfelt kind of emotional thing going on, and we just said that's got to be part of the record.
Yeah,
and we had these other like little bits and pieces that didn't actually make the record we'd just written down as like Ritual 1, Ritual 2, Ritual, and so it kind of seemed quite fitting to kind of call the earlier intro to Last Forever Ritual 1 and this one Ritual 2, so it kind of made the album feel a bit more complete, I suppose.
So, speaking of which, we are at completion. The last track on an album is all. I love albums, and you know, first track and last track was very important. You know, your statement of intent and where you leave somebody after a journey. And this is a journey. This album, it's a good old fashioned record that undulates in a really nice way. So, where did you want to leave people? Was this track written as a last track, or was it just when you kind of went through the album running order? Was it? Was it just?
I think it was. It was a contender for being the first track at one point, actually. But yeah, but I think it because of its nature and the, you know, the sort of the outro and the intro to it, it didn't really feel like it would fit in the middle particularly well. So it was either going to be bookending it at the start or the end. But Youth kind of took the intro role nicely, so this one got moved to the end.
And so this is Glow. We'll be right back. track on Rituals. It's it sounds like that might be one of those ones that like started out as a club banger, and then it gets the Fennec Solar treatment. Massive drums, just layers, lush layers of lush vocal. Nice place to leave us, don't you think, that track?
Yeah, I know, we really enjoyed kind of making that one. Like, I think the first thing on that track was the opening kind of synth sounds that we had, and then certainly the bass line that runs through it was kind of a key part that we knew we wanted to fit into a song, and then, you know, Andrew just went crazy on the production and kind of turned it into what it is. So we're really pleased with it.
Excellent. So how do you feel now that you've listened to your entire album? Andrew, you're smiling. That's good.
Yeah, it's good. I've probably listened to it, I'd say, three times in its entirety since we finished it. Once today, once when I had to check the acetate for the vinyl version.
Yes.
And once about a week ago on the Paramore tour when we took over a bar, me, Dan, our sound engineer and tour manager.
I wasn't there for that.
No, it was we were the only people in the bar, and we insisted on using their iPod dock. And Dan, in his very strange post-gig state, decided he was going to put the album on. And it actually sounded all right in there. So yeah, those three occasions, it's been absolutely fine. We've been making it. It was hard work, but since then it sounded all right.
How long did it take all in all? Because it was quite a long process, wasn't it?
I'd say it was really, like, from when we kind of sort of started it, probably I'd say a year, I think. I think, you know, album one to album two transition for any band is a difficult thing. And I think certainly, you know, I think for us individually and as a group, you know, it really did push us to the absolute maximum as songwriters and as producers and as friends, really. And I think, you know, we've always been very DIY in this band since we started it. And we made the first album in Andrew's bedroom, and this album we made in a studio that we built from scratch. And the whole thing was recorded there. And I think today's been really, you know, doing this is really good, you know. It's nice to look back on it, and I think we all feel a sense of achievement with it, and we're kind of proud of it.
You really should be. You really should be. I have such admiration for you. You know, I always have done, and I'm not one to blow smoke up people's asses, and I mean, you know me. And I just think that you're incredibly brave, like, just doing this album the way you want to do it, and flying in the face of fashion. And fashion at the moment is basically what you used to make. Like, you were way ahead of the curve. Like, minimal, euphoric house kind of music. Deep, sort of more deep music. That's where you used to be, in a way. And that whole sort of Disclosure trip that everyone's on at the moment, that's where you were years ago. and now you're doing this, like, massive stadium music, and which does fly in the face of fashion, and which obviously it's a brave thing to do, and you have an enormous amount of respect from me for just getting your head down and being honest and just doing what you felt to be right and what you like, and it comes across live so well. And I just think it's only a matter of time before it connects, and more power to your elbows.
No, well, thank you for having us on the show.
Yeah,
really,
thank you.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
Well, doors always open, boys. I've said it once, and I'm going to say it again. Fennec Solar, buy everything they've done, buy everything they do for the rest of your lives.
The Remix with Eddie Temple Morris, XFM.